Good morning to you all. We welcome you to our services today on this Mother's Day. We're so glad that you're here. We're especially grateful for our moms that are present today. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to a verse of Scripture that we find in Isaiah chapter 49 in verse 15, where this question is asked, "Can a woman forget her suckling child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb?" Yes, there may be some. I get that. There may be some that forget, yet will I not forget thee. What a profound question. I can't think in my circle of people that I know any mom that would forget their infant child. We read stories in the newspaper or hear it on the news on a regular basis or on the internet of people who did horrible things to their infant children. There was a man that was arrested just this week in Escambia County that severely beat his little one-year-old child. And they caught him and arrested him. He was completely stoned out on drugs at the time and wanted to stop the crying. And it just breaks your heart. And the Lord says, yes, there are some that will forget their children. But then what does He say? I will not forget. You know, we are so thankful for our moms here, and we can all share stories of how moms have taken care of us through the years. And I went over to mom yesterday, went over to the house, and we were talking about some of those days. And I asked her, I said, "Mom," I said, "how come you wouldn't let me have sweets?" And she said, "Well, if I let you have sweets in between meals, you wouldn't eat supper. And I figured supper would be better than the sweets." And I said, "But Mom," I said, "I'm diabetic now and I can't enjoy having sweets." So I missed it in my childhood and I missed it in my adult. We were joking around at that time. She said, "Yeah, but you're not overweight." And I said, "Well, that's a good point, Mom. I'll take that into consideration, you know." Now, my mom was a stickler for us not ruining our suppers. All right. She wanted to make sure that we didn't get our supper. So there was no snacks an hour before. None. You didn't even ask. Middle of the afternoon, maybe. All right. And it wasn't going to be much because she didn't want to spoil our supper time. And there were merits in that. She was looking out for us. She cared for us. All right. She established habits in our lives that have set us in good stead in adulthood. But there are some children that don't have that benefit today. And I am so glad that God steps in. Yes, they may forget, but I will never forget. We have a faithful God, do we not? Who cares for us and loves us and meets our needs. And so we give glory and praise to Him this morning on this Mother's Day. And we are thankful for our moms. And we rejoice in the gift that our church has of having so many good moms. That is a blessing to us all. It's a blessing to our children. It's a blessing to our teenagers that get to see good moms in action. And so we want to be thankful today for the Mother's Day that we celebrate and for the moms that we have here at Grace Bible Church.